Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Phil Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Alec Templeton and Peggy Lee. And now, from this exciting metropolis where the blue of the night meets the gold of the gate, we bring you a movie actor named Bing Crosby.
Actor, Ken, this is probably not the time to say it in this semi-public situation, but I am more than an actor. I'm a leading man.
Oh, really?
A great lover in the movies.
You, a great lover in the movies?
Yes, and if you don't believe me, you can ask any girl I've ever taken to the movies.
You're quite a smoocher in your time,
why'd
huh?
Why'd you have to say in your time? The smoothest smoocher in Spokane, boy. Why, Ken, many's the little gal I've taken to the Flickers, and we never got to eat our popcorn till we're on our way home.
Back in your day, the girls were called flappers, weren't they?
Yeah, I was quite flip with the flappers, too. I used to wear bell-bottom trousers with real bells on them. Yes, sir, that's so my father could find me in case I got lost on a picnic.
I'll bet you were a card.
And that's no joshing, kiddo.
Oh, what do you think of you? Bing, what are we doing up here in San Francisco, anyway?
I don't know about you, but I'm making a picture up here.
Oh, say, that's right. Paramount is up here on location for your new picture.
Yep, we're shooting some scenes for Riding High, a thrilling epic of the turf out at Tanforan Racetrack.
But, Bing, Tanforan isn't open now.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop Paramount. Boy, they brought up everything. Their own crowds, jockeys, touts, ticket sellers, hot dogs, horses, both long shots and favorites, everything.
Everything, huh? Even race horses.
Yes, sir, everything except the sparrows. They're all local talent.
Where are you living, Bing? Did you pitch a tent in the infield at Tanforan?
I should say not. I'm the leading man.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Yes.
I'm bedded down in the finest stall at the track. Citation once slept there.
Bing, where does Paramount get off treating you like a racehorse?
I should get that treatment all the time. Oh. Ken, you should see the handsome thoroughbred we have in this picture. A beautiful animal named Broadway Bill.
Oh, where's Broadway Bill staying? In the stall next to you?
Oh, no. The horse has a suite at the Palace Hotel.
Now, wait a minute. Bing, how can a horse check in at a hotel?
Why not? He has luggage. And I'll tell you another thing, Broadway Bill. Broadway Bill is the most popular guest in the hotel. The bellboys love him.
They do?
Sure. They can pick up his suitcases and they can ride him up to his room. Oh, hello, Peg.
Hi, Bing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Peggy Lee just dropped in. All dressed up and it's the baby blue on tonight, huh?
Yes.
Peggy, having a good time in San Francisco?
Oh, yes, but the strangest thing happened to me when I checked into the palace.
What happened?
Well, the bellboy picked up my suitcases and rode me piggyback up to my room.
Oh, darn. Well, I'll be darned. Now, Peg, enough of this horse talk. How about you and me whinnying a song? John Scott Trotter has a slick arrangement of how it lies, and if you'll just kick the starting gate open, and there they go. If you think candy's sweet, there's a girl that you really ought to meet. Sugar drips from her lips when she sighs.
But the love, like the lies,
coming on again with that
within
stuff.
Your baby's eyes. How it lies.
Lies.
How it lies.
Lies.
How it lies.
Big black falsehood.
You have style, you have charm.
There you go, polishing that apple again.
And a pair of loving arms.
I know what you're
that after. I'm trying to
you want one of them good big race horses of mine. But the love, like the lies, within my baby's eyes. How it lies.
Lies.
How it lies.
Lies.
How it lies.
Ooh, what lies.
Your name tops the list of every florist.
How's your credit, bud?
Your beaux are standing 10 deep in line.
Acting like people. With all of the trees in the forest. Why should I be the only clinging vine?
Now come here, I want you to listen to me. Get this, cause there's heartbreaking stories.
I'm listening.
When the one that you adore is a devil in angel disguise. For the love light that lies,
he's the love light that dies. When it lies,
when it lies, how it lies.
Mighty fine whinnying, Peggy and Bing.
Thank you. You really enjoyed it, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. That was as slick as the new Philco refrigerator.
Isn't that flattering, Peg?
Yeah.
It's a big line, isn't it?
That line.
Beautiful reading. I've never...
She came all the way back for that.
Just for that line. You could be out reading 17. How about that? You got to come back to the gear. Well, go ahead, Ken.
Why, do you realize that the Model 1095 Philco refrigerator is just full of outstanding features? Would you care to hear more about it?
Well, I should hope to kiss an ice cube, by the way. What's happened, boy?
Well, Bing, I think the folks will get a real bang out of Philco's advanced design for $49. That Philco 1095 gives you real, honest-to-goodness refrigeration all the way down to the floor, giving you a tremendous increase in storage capacity with no increase in size. Or if you've got big ideas but are short on cash or kitchen space, ask your Philco dealer to show you the amazing new Philco 793. It's the only refrigerator in the lowest price class that gives you the biggest luxury in refrigeration, a full-width frozen food compartment. And here's the payoff. You get this luxury feature at $70 to $100 less than last year's price. Now, figure it out for yourself. The Philco 793 is not only a dollar saver, but a space saver. With 7 cubic feet capacity, and yet it takes up no more floor space than a 4-foot model. So if you want to economize, get Philco-wise. See the great new 1949 refrigerators from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend which I've recorded for Decca with the Ken Darby vocal group. Tonight, however, we just got Perry Botkin on the guitar and Izzy Rosenbaum on the bass.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny, and their hot breath they could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard. Then he heard their mournful cry. Riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't got them yet. 'Cause you gotta ride forever on this range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear they cry. The ghost riders in the sky. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay!
The ghost heard in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
genuine genius graces our guest podium here in the Philco Doomajiggy tonight, one of the entertainment's world's most amazing musical geniuses and most refreshing personalities. His rich wit and his incisive musical satires have long regaled international audiences. Ladies and gentlemen, Alec Templeton.
Thank you, Bill.
Mighty nice of you, Alec, to come up to San Francisco to join us this evening.
Oh, I love San Francisco, Bing. You know, this is the first time I've been here since they opened the bridge.
You mean the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, Bing, a bridge a friend of mine built. It went halfway out into the bay, made a U-turn, and came right back.
What was the idea of a bridge like that?
Well, it was for people who changed their minds about going to Oakland.
They should have a bridge like that from New York to Jersey. It'd get a lot of play. Well, now that they've got one out there now, Alec, that you can't change your mind on. Alec, you remember Peggy Lee, of course.
Why, certainly. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Alec. Hey, Alec, I hear you were on Bing's show last week, too.
Oh, yes, we had a wonderful time, Peg.
You really missed something, Peg. Alec was really, he was a ball of fire. First, he played the part of Ludwig van Beethoven.
Ja, und I was magnificent.
After that, he played the part of another famous composer.
That's right, Giuseppe Verdi.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I love Verdi's music.
Oh, so do I. Say, Alec, what was that haunting melody of Verdi's that you played last week? You remember
You mean this one, Bing?
Peggy, isn't that a catchy melody?
Yeah, what's it caught on?
Play something more. Play a little more of that, Alec. It bestirs something deep down inside me. Let me hear it again.
How tender.
Far away places, strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling me. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train.
Oh, Signorina!
I wait for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. Jump in here, Peg.
They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am.
Bravissimo,
but I know
Peggy.
That I'm
bravissimo,
burning
bravissimo,
to
Peggy.
See those faraway places with the strange-sounding name.
La donne
calling, calling.
Oh, faraway places calling me.
Yes, sir, that was Far Away Places from Verdi's immortal opera, Beat Me Daddy with a Round-Trip Ticket.
Say, Bing, you know what I've been doing in my spare time lately?
No, Alec, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been learning how to play the bagpipes.
The bagpipes? Well, congratulations.
Well, I've brought them along. Would you like me to play them for you?
No, but congratulations. Well, maybe we'll have the pipes a little later, Alec. You can't just bust into a bagpipe solo. We've got to give the audience time to fasten their safety belts.
Well, say, Bing, couldn't Alec play just a short selection?
Peg, there's no such thing as a short selection on the bagpipes. That's like a little garlic or something. No such thing. Well, let's forget the bagpipes for now. Like, I want to talk about that. I understand that you're sailing for Hawaii pretty soon.
Yes, Bing. I'm going to Hawaii in June to do some concerts.
Oh, how I envy you, Alec. I'd like to be hopping on the Lure Lane and sailing over there right now. You know, I'm an old beach boy, real Kamaaina.
Oh, really?
Yes. You've heard of Hilo Hattie, haven't you?
Oh, yes, she's wonderful.
Well, over in the islands, I'm known as Hilo Harry. You'll love Hawaii, Alec. What a reception they give you over there.
Well, Bing, why don't we take a little trip to Hawaii right now?
Hey, I'm sure ready and willing. Peg, would you like to sail to the islands with us?
Oh, gosh, Bing, do you think I could ever learn to do the hula?
Well, certainly you could. You got the equipment. All you have to do is alert it.
Well, then, shall we be off?
Aye, aye, Captain. All ashore that's going ashore. Haul up the gangplank. We sail. We're off. As the SS Lurline enters the beautiful harbor of Honolulu, the bells of Aloha Tower call out across the smooth blue waters to welcome us to this Pacific paradise. As our pulse leaps at the startling beauty of the scene before us, we note a native boy coming toward us in his outrigger canoe. This friendly, smiling Hawaiian beach boy has come to serenade us in typical island fashion. Who stepped on the cat?
Isn't that beautiful, Harry?
I always wondered what a ukulele sounded like underwater. But it was very authentic, Alec. Really, it was. Tell me, you must be wearing grass underwear or something to get that authentic.
Yes, I am, and it tickles me. But now that we're here in Honolulu, don't you think we ought to do some of your old Hawaiian tunes?
Well, I'm right. You didn't find one there, Alec, huh?
How about...
Oh, Blue Hawaii. You remember that one, Peg?
I think so. You start and I'll join you.
Will you clamber in?
Sure.
Night new and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly and you are heaven to me. Loving you and blue Hawaii. With all this loveliness, there should be love.
Come with me while the moon is on the sea. The night is young, and so are we. Dreams come true in blue Hawaii, and mine could all come true this magic night of nights with you.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you, Peg, and thank you, Alec.
Well, while we're out here in the Pacific, Bing, maybe we could go a little farther south.
Well, I think we should, sir. Do you think we could go as far as Ballyhigh?
Exactly.
From Tales of the South Pacific. Peg does it real good, too. You got a record on this, Peg?
Yes, I have.
Well, fine. Transport us to the South Pass.
Ballet high, ballet high, ballet high. Someday you see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out of a low flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing in the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, here I am. Come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high.
That was great, Peggy. Wonderful. Six ushers just left to join the Navy.
Peggy, we better not overlook this one.
See, how does that go again?
Sweet Leilani.
Oh, yes.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two. You are my paradise completed. You are my dream. Come true.
And so, reluctantly, we leave the beautiful island of Oahu, bearing a fond aloha to the many friends we've made.
Well, we can't go yet, Bing. We've got a little jam session to do, you remember?
Oh, gee, I darn near forgot that. We're having a little session for Phil under the banyan tree.
And it ain't Phil Harris.
No, no.
It ain't Phil Silver.
No, no.
It ain't Phil Harmonic.
No, no.
And it ain't Filibuster.
No, no.
Oh, I'll tell you who it is.
Who that?
It's Philco from Philadelphia.
Get jiving to your store, get Heparoo, and get that portable 602.
It's easy, so easy.
Oh, and it works on AC or DC. You can get your Philco and take it wherever you go. Now, whether it's opera, straight or soap,
bebop, whoop-de-bamboo, be-da-dee-bop,
and whether it's comedy, whodunit, or hope.
Oh, no, not that dope.
You like that Philco portable radio, I hope. So you ought to get a portable Philco. You ought to get a portable Philco.
You
ought to get a portable Philco. You ought to get a portable Philco. You ought to get a portable Philco. Philco, Philco, Philco.
Oh, how that Philco gets under my skin.
Well, we have Cole Portable here.
Oh, whether it's football or drama, yeah, or symphony.
Sorry.
On my Philco, it's really a thrill for me. I just want to say it. You'll just want to play it.
Night and day.
We just can't seem to get away from the South Pacific tonight. especially from the tales thereof. The Rodgers and Hammerstein Smash Show in New York.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, and strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune into Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer and Rhonda Fleming. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.